Hallelujah. So destroying the works of the enemy. So even as worshipers, when we come up here, if we're nation minded, if we're kicktail culture minded, then we'll understand that when we engage one thing, then we push back everything else. So when we're engaging this kicktail culture, this kicktail kingdom, when we're engaging who we are and what we're called to do, even as worshipers, when we are singing and engaging the power of God, we're pushing back everything else. And I know I'm talking about it a lot because we just don't know everything, and we don't know everything we need to know, and so it's always unfolding. So I'm always talking about it so that it could just keep on coming. So that's just like this morning when I was on my way here, I was thinking about, it's just like when you get married, to a man, you back off every other man. When you get married to a woman, you back off every other woman. So there are certain things that just can't come up in here. Even like friends, and the friends shouldn't be up in that house like talking about, you understand? So it's the same when we are engaging the presence of God. When we engage the presence of God, everything else back up. And it knows it's not welcome. And so that mindset, so that means that when the if that's what we're engaging, then the kingdom of heaven should be showing up. And it's not an expectation like I hope it's gonna happen. It's an expectation like this is just how it goes. Like, okay, like if JoJo tells me she's coming home and at 3 o'clock. And she's always true to her word. Then when she doesn't come at 3, it's not like, oh, well, that's okay. This expectation is an expectation that is now moved by the fact that it did not happen. If my husband tells me he's gonna pick me up, and he does not pick me up because he always picks me up, then I'm moved. Like, what is wrong? And then if he keeps doing that, then I'm gonna know something is wrong with our relationship. Like, why aren't you doing this? Okay, so same way with us, but we've kind of like chilled out on if it doesn't happen, it just doesn't happen. That's not the kind of expectation. The expectation is this is what's supposed to happen. This is how it happened right here. And this is the truth. Okay, so what we're expecting is the truth to manifest. Okay? The other thing is, now, if Joey comes to pick me up and I didn't believe him, okay, if Joey had a record of not picking me up on time and I wasn't ready, okay? So when he comes and we're not ready, then he's gonna be like, I told you I was coming and you're not ready. So you got two things. You got one, we should be expecting him to come according to the word, right? Not like we're demanding of our king. Our king already said what he was going to do, and so we should be ready to receive these things. And I just think that's the season that we're in since he brought it up, like with that type of expectation, not the kind of expectation because I don't know if you expect a child to do it and he doesn't do it, are you going to be okay with it? Or you really don't expect him to do it. I expect you to pass. And if you don't pass, I'm upset because I know it's in you because I done put it in you. I expect you to come up with the money because I just gave you the money. Where is the money? You know, I just gave you the money. I don't have it. Well, where is it? So those things that he's put in us, he's expecting us from, I gave it to you. I'm the one that gave you the ability to believe me. I'm the one that gave you that. I'm the one that gave you the ability to have this type of expectation. The Holy Ghost has empowered us to believe and expect that if you have no, if the Holy Spirit is not on it, you cannot read and understand. You cannot read and expect. You cannot read and trust. You cannot trust. But he's given us this. So it's just another level of what we're doing when we're doing what we're doing. What we're doing. So we're receiving things, we're engaging in atmosphere, we are pushing things back in the atmosphere on purpose. Angels are here all of the time. They're here now. They're here. You know, that was one of the first things God told me when he said, angels are here. They just standing, you know. They got warring angels. They got those the protected. They got prosperity angels. So they're here. And when we engage the atmosphere, you know, things just start moving. So you understand? And that's why I'm really like facial expressions. You can't always tell if somebody's engaged by their facial expression, you know. But a lot of times you can, you know. But we won't even be moved by that this year in Jesus' name. Amen. Because the atmosphere is our job. So, let's see. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe we should go in the back. I like it smaller when we're doing parts. But that's basically what I want to say. And you know, I remember a long time ago being taught that the strength of the king was shown up in the territory that he was able to take over, and how well the people in that kingdom were taken care of. Like that's how you know who this king is what his kingdom looks like. What do the people look like? And so with that, we have to press. We have to get our money. We have to get our mindsets. We have to get our children, our grandchildren. They have to, we have to prove out that our God is God and our King. He's the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. There's none like Him. This kingdom is over every. So if the Queen of England takes care of her kingdom a certain way, if the kingdom in Nigeria is looking a certain kind of way, then sure enough, we should be looking a certain kind of way. Unmistakingly Christian. Unmistakingly Christian. You know what I'm saying? I know cultures. And you could flow in a little bit of some other cultures, but I'm talking about kingdom Christian culture first. Like that being, if pleasing God and wanting to represent God is first, I just don't think we'll have any issue in any area of our lives. If representing Him is first. Okay, oh wait, this. I think in my mind sometimes I understand that I'm this person and Jesus lives on the inside of me. And so I'm functioning as this person with Jesus inside of me. But I'm sure that everybody got this. And I think I'm late on the information that I'm not this person functioning as Jesus, functioning with Jesus inside of me. I'm a body being used by Jesus. You understand the difference, the paradigm shift in my mind where that's like if I want a bottle of Coke, if I want some Coca-Cola, I'm really not buying the bottle. I want the Coke, but the bottle is holding it. I really want the water, but it's just a bottle holding it. It's just holding the water. So we are the power of God being used by God, and it's put in this bottle. You understand what I'm saying? So it's basically just staying yielded to God, what God wants, how God wants it. And I'm being used versus me using Him. Because He talked to me about this maybe 7 years ago. I don't even know if I got it down. But I did get it this morning. Like, get that together. You so busy trying to use me, I'm trying to use you. They got a little fight going on. You think you're going to use me, but I'm using you. You know, you're not, you understand? I mean, and you got some of this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we're yielded, then all of it goes together. But I know I'm now having to meditate more. Okay, I'm being used by you. Because I remember there was this church, and the church actually used to sing songs about itself on the platform as praise and worship. And, I mean, everything was their colors. everything was, you know, everything was about the church so much so that they would sing their letters as praise and worship. And so that's where really God was showing me, is like, be careful y'all not using me to promote you when I'm trying to use you to promote me. And so that's, you know, I don't know, does that help anybody? Because it helped me. And I was just hearing that, you know, trying to catch on to, okay, that's why it really is like I'm nobody without you, because we throw those bottles away. I'm nothing without you. The bottles are gone to either the trash or to recycle. Nobody's keeping those bottles around. As a matter of fact, if I try to keep a bottle, my husband's like, there you go, hoarding these bottles, because I like bottles. But, you know, there is nothing in the bottle. There is no use for the bottle except to hold the thing. So that's where we are. Like, I'm nothing without you. I can do nothing without you. I have no purpose without you. And so just tell me what the purpose is, and I'll just start functioning versus I want this, 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 and this to happen, and I'm going to use the power. And I think that's where kind of the disconnect is, you know, and just submit that desire. Like, is this something you want me? Is this the direction I'm going in? And sometimes it can look the same. You know, if you're close, you kind of like, you know, this, he wants to, you know, he wants you to, your desires, your all of that too. But you understand what I'm saying. All right. So, and all of this is just so that we can be on one accord in our thinking as we function. So everybody's thinking the same thing, the same way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all catching it? Y'all, all right. Anybody got something they want to say? No? Anything lending? Any lending to the kingdom, how kingdoms are run, that helps an understanding of the kingdom of heaven, the king, how he's over, how he dominates, how his people get along is according to his strength, his power, his money, his rich, his wealth is how his people get along. And you know, our God owns everything. So we just, you know, tapping into that and making sure that we expect our prosperity, our health, our wealth, our children, our families to be raised up in the kingdom. Amen. All right.